Draconian security measures closed down much of downtown Beirut today, Tuesday, as Lebanese security forces and the army attempted to protect members of parliament on their way to and from the scheduled session of parliament. It became quickly apparent that a two-thirds quorum needed to hold the election would not be reached, and a spokesman for Parliament Speaker Nabi Berri announced a new session would be held on October 23rd. Member of Parliament Hussein Haj Hassan, representing the pro-Syrian Hezbollah, showed up to say his group was boycotting the session because no consensus had been reached on a candidate acceptable to the opposition and the pro-Western government coalition. Deputy Speaker Fareed Makary, representing the ruling coalition, told reporters that his parliamentary bloc had come to elect a president to, in his words, spare Lebanon the danger of a constitutional void if no president is elected. The term of outgoing pro-Syrian President Emil Lahoud does not officially end until November 23rd, leaving legislators 2 months to reach a compromise. Meanwhile, Speaker Nabi Berri, who is pro-Syrian, said he is optimistic and the atmosphere is positive after a meeting with Saad Hariri, leader of the government's parliamentary coalition. Ali Hamdan, a spokesman for Berri's Amal movement, blamed the ruling majority for the postponement, saying it was guilty of procrastination.
The time that the majority took and they waited to reply on the initiative of the speaker, we wasted too much time. That's why we couldn't get any solution before this, and that's why we don't see full quorum to hold the session.
Edmond Saab, executive editor of Beirut's An-Nahar newspaper, says that despite the failed session, things are evolving in the right direction.
I'm optimistic because I met the Speaker of the Parliament on Wednesday. He is very, very optimistic that after seeing the patriarchs, the Maronite patriarchs, he will be having an idea about the qualification of the new president, because the patriarch is the principal voter in this election.
Lebanon's president is chosen from its largest Christian community, the Maronites. The Maronite patriarch, Cardinal Nasrallah Boutros-Sfer, traditionally plays a major role in political decision-making for the group. Saab says the Maronite patriarch and Parliament Speaker Berri will work things out, and an election will take place if two problems are overcome.
I am sure that on two conditions, that the Americans and the Syrians will sit aside and let the Lebanese decide what president will be having. Because these are two obstacles now the Speaker of the Parliament is facing.
The U.S. supports the ruling anti-Syrian coalition, which is opposed by Hezbollah and other pro-Syrian politicians. Several anti-Syrian Christian candidates are running for the presidency against Christian leader Michel Aoun, who is backed by the pro-Syrian opposition. Many Lebanese pundits are suggesting that the bad state of relations between the U.S. and Syria, key players in Lebanon, are behind the apparent breakdown in the electoral process. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Beirut.